Blog Talk Radio.
Coming at you every Saturday night, right here, we back. Shalom, 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 and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com, every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. Pacific Time to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Bishop Yawasap Gow with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Professor Crew Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth, the PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Tonight's topic is going to be, do I need to keep the dietary laws of the Holy Bible today? Once again, tonight's topic is, do I need to keep the dietary laws of the Holy Bible today? And, excuse me, allergies are killing me. Before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God, send comfort, the Holy Apostles, and share our peace, Tazadaki. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Chief of Peace, Ariyah, Holy Apostle and Chief of Peace, Shah. I want to say shalom to the order of the, excuse me, I want to say shalom to the order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests, and elect ladies of our nation and holy women. I want to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of state, city, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy, to the Young Men's Academy, Young Women's Academy, citizens in state and around the world. I want to say shalom to our sisters in the nation, and last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of God. And once again, the topic of tonight's show is, do I need to keep the dietary laws of the Holy Bible today? And this topic stems from unit work that we had earlier, where it was a older Benjamite, so-called Jamaican West Indian lady, who was stuck on the fact that we're explaining to her that, you know, you can't eat pork. You have to keep the dietary laws of the Bible. And she was stuck on it's not what goes into the body that defiles the man, but it's what comes out of the body. And again, she wouldn't let us get a word in edgewise. And when we really wanted to go into it, of course she had to go, you know. Again, the Bible talks about trying to put new wine in the old body. What happens if that old bottle or old body receives that new wine and it bursts that bottle open? And she just wasn't, you know, trying to receive the information. She was stuck on eating up pork and putting salt on it and cooking it. Just madness. So we want to go through the scriptures to show you clearly that you still have to keep the dietary laws of the Holy Bible today in the year 2017. I believe it's 2017. Esau, so-called white man, played with the time so much. I don't know if it's 2017, 16, or 18, but according to my computer, it's 2017. First and foremost, let's get some understanding of what she thought she was saying to us. I had no idea what she was saying to us. Let's get Luke chapter 11. Start at verse 37. Just pause after each verse, please.
Luke chapter 11, verse 37. And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meat.
So now, we're talking about Jesus Christ, the Almighty Yahweh, the Son of God, God in the flesh, going to have dinner with a Pharisee, somebody that's supposed to be a leader in the nation of Israel, somebody supposed to be studying the laws of God, you know, somebody's supposed to know better. Come on.
Verse 38. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner.
So now, the Pharisee, thinking he knows something, he marveled at the fact that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God in the flesh, he marveled that Jesus Christ didn't wash his hands before they was about to eat dinner, eat food. Come on.
Verse 39. And the Lord said unto him, now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of raving and wickedness. Excuse me.
So Jesus Christ is letting him know, listen, you look in the part like you're a righteous man. You got the garment on. You walk around, you know, like you holier than thou. But inside, you wicked. You evil. But you marveling at me because I didn't wash my hands. Now, mind you, we're talking about the Son of God. Come on.
Verse 40, ye fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also?
Again, didn't God create the inside and the outside? Now, mind you, the God we're talking about, he's talking about himself. Jesus Christ is that God that created everything, the inside and out. Come on.
Verse 41. But rather give alms of such things as ye have. And behold, all things are clean unto you.
So now let's get Matthew's account. Matthew chapter 15, start at verse 9. Matthew 15, verse 9. Because again, I want to get the exact paraphrase that the woman was trying to say.
But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.
Again, the Pharisees, along with your today's pastors and preachers, again, they teach not the word of God, but the commandments of what? Men. Come on.
Verse 10. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Verse 11.
So now okay. Christ is about to give them the understanding. Come on.
Verse 11. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man.
So now the woman who we were talking to today, every time we explained to her that she had to keep the dietary laws, she kept trying to paraphrase and quote the scripture. Now, mind you, this is a verse to a person that's trying to say that, you know, Jesus Christ is eating with unclean hands. So Christ said, listen, it's not that which go into the mouth that defileth a man, but which cometh out of the mouth. This defileth a man. Because again, the Pharisees are supposed to represent righteousness on the earth. They're supposed to represent righteousness within the nation of Israel. But what were they doing? Taking bribes, stealing money? Had different partnerships with the Roman Empire and all that. But again, they was outwardly looking like they were holy men. Now, how can you say to the Son of God, your hands are unclean, or you didn't wash your hands, so, you know, I don't understand how you can sit down there and eat. Because, because when you eat with them unwashed hands, you know, the food that you're going to eat is going to be unclean. How can you say it to the Son of God? The Son of God is always holy. He's always clean. He's never defiled. That's what he didn't realize. That's what the Pharisee didn't realize. We're talking about the Son of God. We're talking about God in the flesh. He's always clean. He's always holy. Don't you know when Jesus Christ touched that food, he made that food cleaner? What are you talking about? All the impurities came out of that food as soon as Jesus Christ touched it. How did we know that? Because a woman who was on her issue for a long time touched Jesus Christ's garment, the hem of the garment, and became clean just by touching the hem of his garment. So how are you going to try to use this scripture to justify you eating pork or whatever else abomination that you run around here eating? It doesn't go. It doesn't fit. That's why the understanding is very important. And we get an understanding by the Holy God sent come from the Holy Apostle J.R. P. Sazadakia. The Holy Spirit is upon that man, and he's given us the understanding. And you can see clearly no one else has the understanding. Go through the scriptures to show you how you're not supposed to be eating pork or any other abominable animal. Let's get Leviticus. Chapter 11. Again, Leviticus is the Levitical law that God, Jesus Christ, gave to Moses to give to the children of Israel. Jump straight to the point. Matter of fact, no, start at verse 1.
Verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying unto them, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, These are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth.
Come on.
Whatsoever parteth the hoof, and is cloven footed, and cheweth the cud, among the beasts shall ye eat.
Again, so what is it telling you? It's telling you clearly the beasts of the field that you can eat and that you can't eat. Come on.
Verse 4. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof.
Again. Go ahead.
He is unclean to you.
So you ain't supposed to be eating no camel. And again, only the children of Israel will give you a hard time over food that God said you ain't supposed to eat. See, brother, when you told me that, you know, we had to love God, and when you told me we had to keep the Sabbath and pay tithes, I was with you. But you telling me I can't eat no lobster tails, I can't eat no scrimps. That's what you tell me, brother? I can't eat no gumbo. No, you cannot. We're going to read about it. Come on.
Verse 6. And the hare, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you.
He shall be eating no rabbits. Come on.
Verse 7. And the swine, though he divideth the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean unto you. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch.
Again, what are we talking about? Read that verse again.
Of their flesh shall ye not eat.
No, from the beginning. Or the verse above that, I'm sorry.
Okay. Verse 7. And the swine.
And the what?
The swine.
The swine, the pig, the hog, the ham, the pork, the chitlins, the hog maw, the pig feet. You know, I'm sound like the song now. Ham, pork, scrabble, pig feet. You name it. Come on.
Though he divide the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you.
Again, you ain't supposed to be eating no pork, no bacon, no ham, no scrapple, no pig feet, no chitlins, no hog maws, no scrapple. What the hell is hog maws anyway? That sounds like death on a plate. And listen, in the way chitlins smell, chitlins stink up the whole house. Listen, try to sell your house and you've been cooking chitlins. You've been cooking chitlins for 20 years and now you put your house on the market. And people come to your house looking at the house to buy it. The damn house smells like feet. Ain't nobody gonna buy that damn funky house. Hey, excuse us, brothers and sisters. Remember, we had a long week. Boy, oh boy. All right, come on. We're going to get it together. Come on.
Leviticus chapter 11 and verse 8. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and the carcass shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you.
Again, God is instructing us not to eat pork. God is instructing us not to eat pork. And how are you not going to not listen to God? I mean, who does that? Over food? You're not going to listen to God over food, but guess what? Go to the doctor and let your doctor tell you, you know what, ma'am, you have to stop eating pork because, it's clogging up your arteries. You got type 2 diabetes and you got high blood pressure. And if you don't stop eating pork, you're going to die. But you'll stop then. You'll listen to the doctor. But if God tell you if you don't stop eating pork, you're going to die, you ain't feeling that. You crazy, man. All over food, huh? Is that serious? Now, again, we're reading this in the Levitical law, but let's show you that God, he don't change. When God gave us the Levitical law in the Old Testament, he ain't changing. He did not change it. Let's get Malachi chapter 3. Matter of fact, let's get Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, and then Malachi chapter 3, verse 6.
Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
You see what the Bible says, brothers and sisters? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. Again, the days, the ancient days, the days of all we going back to Adam and Eve. Today, the present, 2017, and forever. He's the same. So if Jesus Christ told you in Leviticus not to eat pork, then guess what? You ain't supposed to be eating pork. Let it go, brothers and sisters. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6.
For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
And guess what? Jesus Christ don't change. Well, see, that was the Old Testament. Man, we're in the New Testament. No, Jesus Christ said he don't change. He don't change. If he gave the Levitical law for you not to eat pork, guess what? You still ain't supposed to be eating in 2017. You being rebellious. You being stiff-necked. You being hard-headed. Like it tell you in the Bible, that rebellious, stiff-necked, hard-headed children of Israel, that's what you being. You fulfilling the scriptures on that prophecy. You ain't got to read Deuteronomy chapter 28 to see that we the children of Israel. Let's get Luke chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. Just pause after each verse, please.
Verse 37. As he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meet.
We read that, right?
Come.
Yeah, we read that. I'm sorry. Isaiah chapter 65, verses 1 through 4. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 1 through 4.
I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. Behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people.
You see what God said? He said all day he spread out his hands to a rebellious people. They don't want to even be called by his name. We call ourselves African Americans, Hispanics, Jamaicans, Haitians. No, we Israelites, the chosen of God. Come on.
Which maketh in a way was not good after their own thought.
See that? We follow out our own thoughts, our own mind. Come on.
A people that provoketh me to anger continually to my face.
We provoke God to anger continually to his face. Come on.
That sacrifices in gardens and burneth incense upon altars of brick.
Come on. To other gods, come on.
which remain among the graves and lodge in the mountains, which swine's flesh.
Eating what?
Swine's flesh.
Come on.
And brought some abominable things in their vessels.
You see that? You see what angers God? That we run around here eating swine's flesh and eating abominable broth. What is that abominable broth? That stuff y'all like to eat. Gumbo. Alligator stew. And all type of madness y'all into, man. Stop it. Crab, salad, and oh, boy. No shellfish. If it don't have skins, if it don't have scales and fins, brothers and sisters, coming out that water, you ain't supposed to eat it. Leave it be. So I want to thank you all for listening to tonight's show. Again, we're the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. We say good night, God bless, and shalom.
Shalom.